Once through the Meridian Gate, we come to a river cutting across the square. It is called the Inner Golden Water River. Do not treat it as a piece of decoration. It is the skeleton of the palace's drainage system and a vital source of water for fighting fires. If you zoom out to the scale of the city, there is also an Outer Golden Water River that runs in front of Tiananmen. Together, inner and outer, the two rivers form the palace's bloodstream. Tradition says their water ultimately comes from Yuquan Mountain in the western suburbs of Beisheng. Why is it called golden water? The old philosophy of the five phases assigns metal to the west. The water here flows in from the west, so it is called the water of metal. One name packs direction, cosmology, and hydraulics into a single phrase. The river curves across the square like an open bow. Five white marble bridges span it in a row, splitting the square into an outer and an inner zone. The central bridge is the widest, with the most elaborate carving on its balustrades, and by ritual it signified the highest rite of passage. The others sorted people by rank. What looks like a pretty row of stone bridges was, in practice, a queue system written in stone. Many visitors assume this was done only for beauty. In the Forbidden City, beauty is almost always carrying engineering on its back. A palace made mostly of wood has one great enemy, fire. From the day it was finished, fire prevention was close to the top priority. The second job of the Inner Golden Water River was to supply a closer, more continuous water source inside the palace. The river's winding path is deliberate. It was bent to pass as close as possible to as many courtyards as possible, spreading ready water through the complex like a living pipeline. Very soon, you will also notice a series of huge bronze vats. In the palace, they were given auspicious names, suggesting abundant water and lasting peace. In plain terms, they were the ancient version of a fire hydrant. Each one was kept full of clean water. In winter, to keep the water from freezing, a small charcoal fire was lit inside the stone base under the vat, and a padded jacket was wrapped around the outside. The palace staff called this a smoked vat. Every one of these details is a single wooden city working, with all its ingenuity, against the possibility of flame. In a moment, we move on to the Gate of Supreme Harmony, the real entrance to the stage of the outer court.